Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast, continuing to share with you on how to overcome. We're talking about overcoming through the Word of God in our mouth, overcoming with our tongue. And in the last broadcast, we talked about how to confess the Word accurately. We're going to continue on that today. This is a very important subject. If we're going to overcome with our mouth, we know we're going to speak the Word. But many people do not know how to confess the Word of God accurately and effectively in their life. We must understand how to do it, what we're to confess, and what happens when we confess the Word. Certainly, when you understand how to confess it accurately, you're going to see the power of God released, and it's going to bring the promises of God into manifestation. The Greek word for confession is homologio. Homo is the word meaning same. Logio means say. So homologio means to say the same thing. When you confess God's Word, you're saying the same thing that God says in His Word. And you're declaring the spiritual realities, releasing the power of the Word of God to influence your life. We saw in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God's raised Him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When we believe the Word with our heart and we confess it with our mouth, it is going to cause us to possess the promises of God. Confession is a release of our faith, which is going to see these promises come into being. 2 Corinthians 4:13, we have in the same spirit of faith, according as it's written, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Faith is released as you believe the Word and you speak it forth. You need to acknowledge the good things in you. You need to confess what the Word says about you out of your heart. Now, the Word has to be in our heart. And this is important. Before we can confess the Word to release power, it's got to be in your heart. How do we get the Word in our heart? The Word comes into our heart through hearing it and through studying it. Many people out there have taught that you hear the Word, as you hear the Word of God, it only gets into your head. And when it eventually, you get it in your head and you hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it, it'll finally, quote, drop down into your heart from your head, and then you'll have faith for that particular promise. I'll tell you, that teaching is false. It is not true. The truth is, the Word not only gets into your mind when you hear it, but it also gets into your heart every time you hear it. We pointed out the proof of this fact is in Jesus' teaching in the parable of the sower. In the parable of the sower, Jesus taught about the Word sown in the four types of ground, which is a type of the heart. And in each case, we see what the people did with the Word after they heard it. And in each case, it was sown in the heart. All four cases, it was sown in the heart. Even in the first case, the devil came and took it out because the man didn't even understand it. Yet the Word had been sown in his heart. It's possible for the Word to be sown in your heart even though you don't even understand it. The Word doesn't get into our head and then drop down into our heart. That's ridiculous. The Word gets into our heart immediately every time we hear it. If we had to get the Word into our head and eventually drop down to our heart, none of us would have got saved. We can get saved immediately when we hear the Word and act upon it from our heart. Praise God. The problem is not getting the Word in our heart. The problem is keeping it in the midst of our heart, keeping it in our heart. Proverbs 4:21, keep them, the Word, in the midst of thine heart. Verse 23, keep thy heart, guard thy heart with all diligence. You've got to keep the Word in your heart and guard it, because out of it are the issues of the forces of life. Remember Matthew 12:34, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. Whenever you get that Word in your heart, then you're going to be bringing forth what you believe in your heart out of your mouth, and you're going to be bringing forth good things. Now, as you bring forth the Word out of you, you're going to release the ability of God. God created all things through releasing his creative ability. And how did he do it? Through speaking words out of his mouth. Genesis 1, the phrase God said, recorded over and over, and it shows him releasing his creative ability. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Literally, he said, light be, and light was. That's the way he brought things into being. Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word, the spoken word, that's rhema, the spoken word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You are going to speak things in the realm of the Spirit that are going to bring into manifestation things in the natural. The spiritual realm controls the natural, and the spiritual realm brought the natural realm into existence. Well, the word is spiritual law produced in the, it's going to produce the natural realm existence of the promises. So the spoken word will release these things to being, coming to pass in your life. Now, Hebrews 1:3 speaks of what Jesus did. And it says that he was upholding all things by the word. That's rhema, the spoken word of his power. That's dunamis, the miraculous ability. Jesus was upholding all things by the spoken word of the miraculous ability of God. When you speak the word, you are releasing the power, the miraculous ability of God. And that's the way Jesus upheld all things in his life. Well, that's the way you're going to do it too. That's why you've got to learn to confess the word. Confession releases things. And we talked about the fact that when we confess our sins, we release their effect from us. That's why we need to confess our sins, which is going to restore fellowship. Proverbs 28:13 says, whosoever covers his sins will not prosper, but whoso confesses and forsakes them shall have mercy. You can't just cover over your sins. You've got to confess them to release them and turn away from them. James 5:16, confess your faults one to another. It didn't say just change your mind and turn away from them. You need to confess them because that releases it from you. Confession of your faults releases them, their effect from you, so you can be set free. Now, Jesus is in a high priestly ministry today. He is the high priest before our Heavenly Father. Now, when we confess the Word of God as priests, we are confessing this, and Jesus, our high priest, is taking hold of this and ministering it before the Father. We talked about this. The fact that when we are confessing the word, we need to consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus. He is taking forth what we speak and confessing it before the Father and before the angels. In Matthew 10, whosoever shall confess me or the word before men, him will I confess before my Father. Over in Luke 12, it says, if you confess me before men, then the Son of Man will confess you before the angels of God. As we are confessing the word of God, then we're going to be seeing that Jesus will confess that before the Father and before the angels of God. Remember, the angels are ministering spirits. They're sent forth to minister for us, the heirs of salvation. And Psalms 103, verse 20 says, bless ye the Lord, his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of the word. When we confess the word of God, then Jesus confesses it before the angels, and they are going to be sent forth hearkening to the voice of the word. If you don't confess the word, but you confess things contrary to the word, then you are denying what Jesus has done for you. You're denying what the word says about you. And the result of the denial of the word of God in your life is Jesus will deny it before the angels. The angels won't be able to minister for you and bring forth your salvation. Now, what do we confess? We need to know what we should confess specifically to be effective in our confession. An effective confession of the word will release the power of God to bring the desired results. To know what to confess, you need to know two aspects of redemption. There's the legal and the experiential aspect of redemption. The legal aspect of redemption is what Jesus already did for us through his substitutionary sacrifice on the cross, through his resurrection, and what he's accomplished. This is shown in scriptures that tell us who we are in Christ, what we have in Christ, and what he's already accomplished for us. And there are scriptures that show in the past tense what Jesus has already done for us. And this is important to realize. In 1 Peter chapter 2, the Bible says we were not a people, but now we are the people. We had not obtained mercy, but now we have obtained mercy. Also, 1 Peter 2:24, it says, by whose stripes you were healed. And Romans 8, 2, the Bible says He has made us the law of the Spirit of life, and Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Notice the past tense. Have obtained mercy, were healed, have made us free from the law of sin and death. These are scriptures indicating what Jesus already did for us legally in Christ. But that doesn't make us see the mercy of God come, or the healing, or see us free from the law of sin and death yet. The second aspect of redemption is what God is experientially doing for us now through our faith being released to bring these promises into manifestation in our life. And this is important. Like with the area of mercy, it said we've obtained mercy. But Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. It looks like a contradiction. One scripture says we've obtained mercy. The other one says come and obtain it. Well, one is declaring what legally Jesus did for us. The other one is declaring what we now do with our faith experientially to see the mercy manifest. Same thing in the area of healing. It says, by His stripes you were healed. But then it says we come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of His mercy. That's healing. Or we pray a prayer of faith to release that healing to come into manifestation in our life. So we need to realize the present tense is something that we need to realize in the scriptures, because the Bible talks about when you do these things, of coming to take hold of these things, you do it in a present tense declaration of what God's doing for you. So again, there's two aspects. Legally, what He's already done for us, which is past, and then now what He's experientially doing is in the present tense, right now, we're going to speak into being to release the power of God for these promises to come to pass in our life. So you're going to not only declare what God has done for you, but you're also going to declare what God is doing for you now. And you do this as you speak the Word of God and confess what He is doing for you as you act upon the Word. I take hold of mercy, and I thank You that Your mercy is flowing forth in my life. I take hold of Your healing. I believe I receive it, and I receive the healing flowing into my body in Jesus' name. As you confess what you already have in Christ, and then you confess what He is doing for you, it brings that promise into manifestation. Well, we're going to continue more on this in the next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.